Simon & Schuster Audio presents The New Rules of Divorce, 12 Secrets to Protecting Your Wealth, Health, and Happiness by Jacqueline Newman, read by Andy Arndt. Introduction. Who gets married? Starry-eyed kids in their 20s, starry-eyed kids in their 40s, boomers, millennials, the young, the old who want to feel young, the rich, the poor, the just scraping by. Men and women, men and men, women and women. The workaholic, the shopaholic, the alcoholic. Your cousin, your best friend, your ex. Brenda and Eddie from that Billy Joel song. Billy Joel. Who gets divorced? Starry-eyed kids in their 20s, starry-eyed kids in their 40s. Boomers, millennials, the young, the old. The old who want to feel young, the rich, the poor, the just scraping by, men and women, men and men, women and women, the workaholic, the shopaholic, the alcoholic, your cousin, your best friend, Brenda and Eddie from that Billy Joel song, Billy Joel. People get married, and people get divorced. If you know anything about statistics or people, this is not a surprising fact. And it has been going on forever, in some form or another. One of the oldest known marriage breakups in history was that of Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon in 1527. Henry wanted to annul his marriage to Catherine, because she did not produce a male heir, to marry the younger, prettier Anne Boleyn, the first noted version of the male midlife crisis. Then, when Anne could not produce a male either, Henry did not like to look in the mirror much, he decided that instead of divorcing her, he would behead her instead. So divorce, in some form, has been around for almost 500 years. However, over time things have changed and continue to change. Courthouses have replaced guillotines, and you can now get divorced, if you want, basically because you do not like the way he crunches his cereal. A note about the he. In this audiobook, I tend to take the point of view of the wife referring to the soon-to-be ex as a male. However, in most situations, you can change the roles and pronouns as needed, given your circumstance. While I am a matrimonial attorney, and have been for the past 20 years, I am still a romantic at heart. Yes, a matrimonial attorney is the same thing as a divorce attorney. I just think it sounds nicer. Even though I see marriages break up every day, I believe that everyone can find someone to be happy with. But I am also realistic enough to know that that someone may or may not be your current spouse. It could be your spouse, or the guy you meet on the Starbucks.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?